Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tillman Fertitta came out and refuted, kind of. I don't know if this is a refute or not, John Lopez.
They were kind of explaining, giving their side of the story.
He refuted a report that he was the one that picked up Mike D'Antoni's option. We're going to hear that in just a second.
Whose report was that?
It was my report. I'm not really sure that this is really a refute, especially given some of the other information I've gathered, but I stand by the notion that he did, just based on, you know, doing my due diligence and talking to people. I stand by my notion that he was the one, and I'm not sure that he really denies it. We'll hear that in a second, but first, Mike D'Antoni, in case you've been living under a rock, Mike D'Antoni is going to be a lame duck head coach this year. He couldn't agree to terms on Tillman Fertitta's quote, luxurious extension, which I think had some holes in it. That's neither here nor there. But because D'Antoni did not accept Fertitta's extension, which may have had a buyout in it, and it wasn't fully a guaranteed extension.
Those are important details.
Yeah, there may have been a buyout. Yeah, Tillman gives you the details he wants, but I'm not sure if he wants to mention that there might have been a buyout in that extension. And that buyout might have been a little bit cheap.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically
speaking. Because
he said
$4 million in incentives. Well, yeah. He's not going to give him an $8 million contract.
No, no. And it was not guaranteed. If something bad happened this year, then Mike D'Antoni could have been on his way out. But here's Tillman Fertitta talking about D'Antoni ending negotiations, courtesy of Woj at ESPN and his agent. And this is him talking about Mike D'Antoni maybe doing him a favor. What?
Does it cause an issue knowing that he's going into the season in the final year of this deal, almost the lame duck status, or is it, you don't look at it that way?
Let me just say this. You know, I'm just going to tell you what I think from an owner's perspective, okay? I don't know what lame duck means because he's under contract. I think his agent did me a favor, okay? Because if for some reason we had a horrible year and we thought we needed to make a coaching change, we just got through paying off one of the other coaches, I believe.
Okay, so here's two things with that. First of all, lame duck, Tillman. Again, I know you're new to the sports game. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the world of sports. Lame duck coach means a coach that's coaching under a one-year contract without a multi-year deal. So I'm educating a billionaire. I don't get to do that very often. That's what lame duck means. Number two, he did you a favor. Mike D'Antoni did you a favor? So you're insinuating that
yes,
you would fire Mike D'Antoni after this, which adds to my potential theory that maybe, just maybe, even if Tillman Fertitta had offered him this one-year extension, if he had, then maybe, just maybe, there might have been a buyout to where if Mike D'Antoni didn't reach expectations, Tillman Fertitta could get out of that contract easy, which is good business.
No, it's good business.
But don't sit there and give me certain specifics, especially with a hardworking journalist like myself. And I'm not even a journalist, but I'm just telling you, I got journalist instincts. He's already shown that there's a possibility that Mike D'Antoni, if he doesn't reach expectations there, how am I to not believe that there wasn't some sort of buyout on that extension? That's just common sense.
You're familiar with the term deeds, not words.
Not really. You want to educate me?
Deeds, not words.
I say judge them what they say. Judge them what they do, not what they say.
They're saying they want Mike D'Antoni. I'm sure Daryl Morey would say the same thing. Tad Brown would say the same thing. Tillman Fertitta has said that. We want Mike D'Antoni. They're saying they're doing it. They're saying they're going to give him a contract. They're saying they had an offer on the table. They're saying they offered him $4 million in incentives, which I'm guessing would be about a $5 or $6 million contract or thereabouts. They're saying they want him. Their deeds say otherwise.
Their words say the same too, kind of.
Well, their words kind of.
They kind of contradict themselves a little bit.
But no matter what you're saying you want, your deeds are telling Mike D'Antoni that we're not that crazy about you. Fired your coaches. We're giving you an incentive-based contract. Even though you're one of the best coaches in the NBA right now, and the record says as much, I mean, Daryl Morey will be quick to point out, as he has on Twitter, that no team has played the Golden State Warriors as tough as the Rockets have. Daryl Morey will also be quick to point out that they have the fourth, I think it's like the fourth highest winning percentage in the last decade or something like that.
Third
highest winning percentage.
Behind San Antonio and Dallas.
In the last decade in the West. Who has been the reason? Who's been the head coach during that? So they're saying all these things. Their deeds are telling you that they don't want him, including right there what he just said.
And Daryl Morey is firing Mike D'Antoni's assistants. I mean, he's fired his assistants, and he said something really interesting too. Should I get into it? I'll just go ahead and say Daryl Morey and Tillman Fertitta have said that they wouldn't cut a player without talking to Mike D'Antoni. They wouldn't fire an assistant without talking to Mike D'Antoni. And my question for that would be, if I had been at the media pep rally, would be, well, then what does that mean? So if Mike's against it, then does that mean that
right. You
say no? Or does that mean that he just has to go with the majority? What does that mean? And my perfect example would be Carmelo Anthony. So did you ask Mike D'Antoni if he'd want Carmelo Anthony? Now, he might have felt like he had to agree to it.
Yeah.
But common sense tells you that I doubt bringing in Melo was really something that Mike D'Antoni was ecstatic about.
Yeah, and they've used that term a bunch yesterday. They used it all on the same page. Daryl Morey said, we will not hire assistant coaches without consulting with Mike D'Antoni. Well, what's the consultation go like? Because here's the other thing. If you just fired my head coaches, my assistant coaches, and you're offering me a 1-year, 2-year contract that's incentive-based, I better damn sure have the biggest say in who my assistant coaches are going to be. Because if you're taking them away, you're bringing in your guys, and you're only giving me an incentive-based short-term contract, well, then you're telling me with those deeds that you really don't want me around here. You're pushing me out. Long story short, their deeds are pushing Mike D'Antoni out the door.
And this is Tillman Fertitta. The report that Fertitta, not Morey or Tad Brown, was the one that picked up Mike D'Antoni's option last June. This is Tillman Fertitta discussing the Sports Radio 610 report that happened. I want you to tell me, OG, if this confirms that it wasn't his decision, because I'm a little bit confused by it. This courtesy, by the way, all this audio courtesy of the great Mark Berman of Fox 26. This is Fertitta talking about picking up Mike D'Antoni's option last year.
Even last year when somebody said, well, Tillman's the one who made that extension offer to, or made the extension to last year to Mike. And these two guys, being the gentlemen that they are, you know, said, Tillman, why don't you do it? You know, you haven't really done anything as the owner except buy the team. Why don't you call Mike and tell him we're exercising his option for another year? So any noise you hear about that, that's exactly what it is.
I don't understand. I don't understand why. So basically they said that to refute your story. You know,
he said that, yeah.
Yeah, he said that to refute your story that Tillman offered the extension, right?
I guess. But this is the thing, like, based on everything that we've heard here and everything we heard from this presser, and again, like, they would be absolute morons. And these guys, this is three very smart guys. Tad didn't even talk, but Morey is a genius.
Yeah.
Morey's borderline, like, I mean,
savant.
He's a savant. Like, that guy, that guy could go take an SAT right now and probably get a perfect score. Fertitta doesn't become a billionaire from the ground up by being an idiot. Why would they come out and confirm that one person picked up the extension? Like, they would have to be absolute morons to do that. So I don't blame them for saying that. But with that said, and you're talking about context clues and talking about stuff, based on everything you've heard, and you've heard a lot of audio from Tillman Fertitta and Daryl Morey, you're a smart guy too, John. I don't think you're quite on the level as those two guys.
Thank you.
But based on everything you've heard, and Loophole 713-572-4610, tell me if I'm wrong. Like, I'm fine with this. We welcome all kinds of feedback, agree, disagree. We love you, and we love spending Friday with you. But based on this, and based on everything we've heard, who do you feel like is the one making the decisions and doing the negotiating with the coach? Like, has Daryl Morey said, like, Daryl Morey said he'd like to have Mike as his coach, and he said that. But based on this, who do you feel like is the one making the decisions on coaches? Just based on everything you've heard.
I mean, Daryl Morey is in a situation where he's trying to change the complexion of the entire organization. So,
and you're in good hands with Daryl as long as he's not handcuffed.
Yeah, but I think Tillman Fertitta is giving him an, maybe not an edict, but really strong suggestions at how much and where to pay his money.
Well, I mean, he said, Tillman Fertitta came out himself and said, and this is on sportsradio610.com, you can look it up from Spillane, he said he didn't mind paying the luxury tax as long as they weren't in it one of the next 3 years. So if you have to do that, and you know that Chris Paul's deal is going to go up, you know that Harden's deal is going to go up, you know that Capella's deal is going to go up, you're already over the cap, like, it only makes sense to do it this year, right? That's not a fluke. And then Fertitta came out and said it was a fluke, a miracle, he can't believe it happened. Based on his own words, this isn't me making stuff up. This right. isn't speculation. Like, this is his own words. He flat out said he wanted to get out of the luxury tax, and then he said it was a fluke. But he also gave specifics along the way that it had to be one of the next 3 years. So, of course, even though you're this close to Golden State, you got out of the luxury tax, and you're there. So this is just his words there and what he's basically said. And look, this is the reality of the situation, man. The Rockets are in a damn good position right now.
Well, no, being under the luxury tax has put them in a good spot.
Well, they're in a bad spot because of Paul's contract, but
talking about in terms of being able to now go over the cap later on.
They're going to use the mid-level this year. That's what they've come out and said. They didn't use it last year. They're going to use it, and they're in a damn good spot. Like that's the reality of this situation, is that the Rockets are in a damn good spot, and I just hope that, you know, I know Tillman's a smart business guy. I just hope that, you know, maybe he can just pay the luxury tax as long as you can with James Harden in his prime. You have to, man. You have to go all in here. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, man.
I get what they're saying. I don't agree with all of it. I think some of it is maybe fudging the truth, especially the contract extension with D'Antoni. But when you put it all together, everything that's happened here within that organization, from the outside looking in, it looks like it's in disarray. And if you're this close, this is the biggest point of all, really. If you're this close to being an NBA champion, why the hell are you alienating your coach? Why are you alienating your head coach? If you're within a whisper, and not only that, you're within a whisper with the Warriors, the team that you've been trying to overcome, the team you've been obsessed with for so many years, losing maybe their best player in Kevin Durant. They're going to lose Kevin Durant. He's going to be a Knick or whatever. All right? So you're this close. You can win an NBA championship, and while you're this close, you're alienating the guy that got you there. Why are you doing that? No matter all the other noise, all the other explanations, well, this is why we did this.
Mike D'Antoni?
Yeah, exactly. This is why we did this. This is we're going to keep our core five. Everybody was on the same page. We all want Mike D'Antoni back. We made a collective decision to get rid of his assistant coaches. We're going to consult with each other when we hire the new coaches. All that alienates the head coach, the guy who got you here. And you're that close to being a champion. And now you're just splintering. Whether they say they're on the same page or not, they're splintering because the head coach cannot be happy. Well, he's not happy. I mean, you know, when
it's going to be tough too to coach Chris Paul and James Harden and those strong personalities with as a lame duck coach. Right. It's got to be hard.
And what's
it's
lame duck coach?
Enough as it is.
By the way, I wanted to say one more thing. Tillman Fertitta said he did not know what a lame duck coach was. Earlier this month, it was reported that he had a verbal agreement with Dana Holgorsen to become the next University of Houston head coach.
Oh, no. You're not going to do this, are you?
Before the bowl game. Before the Armed Forces bowl game. So, in other words, he was hiring Dana Holgorsen. It's on Kron.com. I saw it this morning. He was essentially already hired Dana Holgorsen while Major Applewhite was about to coach the bowl game. Mm-hmm. That's a lame duck coach. That's a lame duck coach.
But you know what? In fairness to the billionaire himself, he made the right choice there.
Well, he did. But if he doesn't,
he made the right choice.
If he doesn't want to know what a lame duck coach is, he did it already.
He's done it already. I give props for that. Getting rid of Applewhite for Dana Holgorsen, I salute you for that. The Cougs are in way better hands with Dana than they were with Applewhite. So, in fairness to Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what he's saying there. I don't know what a lame duck coach is. Well, yeah, you do. You just did it.
Yeah, he's got a clue. Yeah. He's got a little bit of a clue. We're going to hear from another billionaire, Cal McNair, after the break. And we're going to play a game right here on In the Loop. You can play two loopholes if you want to. 713-572-4610. Since the theme of the show 1 hour in is billionaires, what kind of billionaire would Figgy Fig, Landry Locker, and John Lopez be? We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.